Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Showers today, mainly after 1 p.m., a high near 46 and breezy, with south winds gusting as high as 36 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%, new amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. Tonight, showers continue, a low around 34, breezy again with winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. Wednesday, cloudy with the temperature falling to around 27 in the late afternoon, breezy with a west wind gusting as high as 37 miles per hour. And in the news, and a continuation of reporting on Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget. Evers announced on Sunday details of his proposal to cut taxes by more than $1.2 billion in the next two-year state budget, as Wisconsin's surplus has topped $7 billion. On Monday's Nearly Noon News, we heard the most expensive three agenda items. The following measures are additional: to create a caregiver tax credit to help with caregiving costs limited to $500 in a tax year, providing $195 million in tax relief over 2 years to around 240,000 taxpayers. Expand the child and dependent care tax credit from 50 to 100% of the federal credit in 2023. Adopt federal tax changes to protect student loan borrowers and adopt remaining provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, which would raise $388 million over 2 years. Repeal the personal property tax, providing more than $200 million to businesses. Increase a research credit for businesses from 15 to 50% in 2024. Limit the 30% long-term capital gains exclusion to individuals making less than $400,000, raising $338 million over 2 years, and limit the manufacturing tax credit to the first $300,000 in qualified income, raising $655 million over 2 years to offset tax breaks for the middle class and businesses. And additionally, Governor Tony Evers on Monday announced a new plan to keep Major League Baseball and the Milwaukee Brewers in Milwaukee for the next 20 years. The plan, released as part of the 2023-25 biennial budget proposal, will invest a small portion of the state's historic approximately $7 billion surplus to ensure Milwaukee Brewers remain in Milwaukee through 2043. Without this investment, the Brewers and Major League Baseball could leave Milwaukee as soon as the conclusion of the 2030 season, when the current lease with American Family Field expires. Evers' budget proposal, which makes a one-time investment from the surplus rather than using long-term bonding, will save taxpayers over $200 million over the Brewers' lease term while generating more than $400 million in revenue over the next two decades. That, according to a WisPolitics report. Evers' final budget will need to be voted on and approved by a Republican-controlled state legislature whose leader, Brian Boss, is pushing the idea of a flat tax for Wisconsin. Additional information for the report today came in part from WPR Online News. Thanks for joining us, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.